Welcome back to this evening's program of Radically Right. And before we go further, before we bring up Ralph, I'd like to remind you folks that freedom isn't free. And we were warned by our founding fathers who purchased freedom at the price of treasure and toil, sometimes blood and life. And they warned us that if we ever let it slip through our fingers, it might have to be reclaimed at the price of treasure and toil and blood. And I would ask you to do what you can to help keep this forum alive here. Republic Broadcasting Organization does not charge me a penny for this time. I'm not paying anything for the shortwave. I'm not paying anything for the satellite. I'm not paying anything for the internet service. I'm not paying anything to keep their light bills going there, the water, the building they rent. And I know they need food in their mouth. Nobody can function without some of this kind of support. And I would ask you to do what you can to help support the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Send them what you can. Try to keep this alive. You can make checks out to CSIN or John Stadtmiller. The address is 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, and that's Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. If you need to contact them there, their phone number is 877, that's a toll-free number, and 605-9200. Again, I want to remind you that freedom isn't free, and what is at stake here is our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, and if we let freedom slip through our fingers, we won't have it to pass on to them. Do what you can to help support this. Okay, we got Ralph from Oklahoma. Would you come up, Ralph? And
Yes, Jack. Good to hear you tonight. Every time I hear you, it's good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for your efforts. You're way more of a diplomat than I am. I've pretty much lost my whole family just for speaking as you speak, and that's gone on now for several years. But I bottom line, in my simple mind, blame all of our ills in this country on what I call establishment Christians, which aren't Christians by any means. They have stood up and, stood down, really.
Yeah, stood
and
down.
They have allowed everything that you're talking about, that I talk about constantly, to take place and turn their heads. And the best answer they can give me is that they don't hear any of this from their minister or from their church or what have you, and therefore it must not be true.
Yes, their money will look you right in the eye and say, "Well, you damn fool! If what you said was true, it'd be on television."
That's right. Yeah, and that the Jews are the only children of Israel. All that just makes me sick when they say that. And they actually believe that.
Well, you know, they've set some real records over there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Israel is a small country about the size of New Jersey. And in that small country, and the shape is almost like New Jersey, too.
But anyway, what should be our greatest strength is our greatest weakness, it seems like.
Sure is.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. We got a break coming up here. We're going to be right back in just a moment. Please, listen to our sponsors. Consider patronizing them.
Yeah. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back. We're talking about the system. And we wanted to mention that government cops spend much of their time snooping, developing data files, and collecting evidence. Sometimes they work in secrecy for years before they're ready to bring charges against a suspect. Now, police spend a sizable portion of their time these days setting up crimes of their own so that they can bust whoever is willing to participate with them. Now, I know a fellow I used to train martial arts with, a martial art called Aikido. He was a nice young man, a skinny black guy, really into vegetarianism and Egyptian yoga. And he studied Aikido, like so many of us, because we'd like to be able to defend ourselves without hurting people. And that does give you the prospects and the capability of doing just that. And he was approached by some police officers who were trying to sell him marijuana. And I guess he didn't say no quickly enough because they charged him with conspiracy to buy. I didn't know it could go down quite like that, but neither did he. And they put him down in Milan prison for 3 years without a trial. And if you say they can't do that, I'm going to tell you right to your face, you're wrong. They do that all the time, and they get away with it. They put him in Milan prison for 3 years, and at the end of the 3 years, they said, okay, we're going to let you out, but we're going to have have a trial pretty soon, and if at that trial you plead guilty, we're going to let you go for time served. However, if you don't plead guilty, we're going to bring you back here. Did he believe that they could bring him back there? Of course. They've already done it once. So they impersonate buyers and sellers of drugs or stolen goods or prostitution, murder contracts, bribes, anything that's illegal. See, the Abscan and DeLorean investigation are fairly well-known examples of that type of a scam. They used to call it entrapment, but it is no longer true. The FBI conducts a great deal of these probes, and they've got a lot of money earmarked for that kind of an operation. We're talking about millions of dollars. Now, aside from their spying and entrapment activities, the police are capable of a variety of other dishonorable things that the ordinary citizen doesn't realize. They will falsify physical evidence and coach witnesses to tell lies in order to assure that their criminal prosecutions will result in conviction. They occasionally carry around small quantities of dope to plant on people in order to create the pretext for an excuse to hold them. And some of them even keep an untraceable handgun in their squad car in case they shoot somebody who turns out to be unarmed. The throwdown gun is simply tossed near the body so that the officer can easily vindicate himself by claiming each shot self-defense. Well, here in the Detroit area, not too awfully long ago, there was such an incident where the police killed some guy, and they didn't realize that the other guys had also stuck throwdown guns underneath the body. And when they rolled the dead man over, there were five throwdown guns underneath the body. Now, once the police have enough evidence to justify bringing the charges against somebody, they go through a whole litany of legal procedures, which culminates in the suspect's trial. First, they file a complaint with the grand jury, and it turns issues an indictment. That's the formal charge. A judge then issues a warrant authorizing them to arrest the person. And they can skip over the grand jury if they want to, and the judge will still give them their warrant, but then they have to issue their own version of the indictment, which is called an information. And with an information, the cops are generally required to give their suspect the benefit of a preliminary hearing or prelim. Now, the judge must determine whether there's probable cause to believe he's guilty, and the cops generally prefer to avoid this, since it gives the suspect a chance to block their prosecution. The grand jury indictment, on the other hand, is practically a sure thing. We got Ed from Texas. Let's bring him up. What do you have to say, Ed? Jump right in.
Hello, Jack. Say, I want to give you a little prediction, but I got a little disclaimer in there. Since the governor of the former great sovereign state of Texas is in Istanbul now at the Bilderberg meeting, I predict that unless, now here's a disclaimer, unless our illustrious president can find an excuse to declare martial law, that Rick Perry will be the next president of the United States.
Who will?
Rick Perry, the governor of the former great state of Texas.
Well, I'd like to disagree with you, if I may.
Go ahead.
I think the next elected president of the United States is going to be none other than Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, but how come Rick Perry by invitation, is at the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, right now.
Well, because he's got an important role to play for him. That just doesn't mean he's going to be the president. But he is going to play an important role. It sure shows he's an insider. Nobody but insiders go to the Bilderberger meeting.
Right.
High-ranking insiders.
Well, I got I just got a feeling that this is going to happen. He's a dark horse right now, and nobody knows who he is. And all of a sudden, Bill Clinton, nobody knew who Bill Clinton was as the governor of Arkansas either.
A friend of mine out in Arizona, a guy by the name of Mike Nestor, sent me a piece of paper that I thought was shocking. It was a excerpt from the newspaper called The Forward. It's a newspaper of the Jews, for the Jews, and by the Jews.
Right.
And according to The Forward, the preponderance of AIPAC money, AIPAC is the American Israeli Political Action Committee.
Right.
Which is actually a conglomeration of about 104 political action committees that focuses money as an unregistered agent of a foreign government on behalf of Israel. And this preponderance of AIPAC money is scheduled for Hillary.
If
she's got their money, I bet she's got their voting machines in her hip pocket, too. And it matters not how we vote. What really counts is what does the television and newspapers announce to be the victor?
Absolutely. But, and by the same token, as an aside, I'll leave my prediction stand because I believe in it.
Well, you can. I leave mine stand, too. We're only talking about our surmising about what's going to happen in the future.
Right.
Nothing is cast in stone yet.
But as an aside,
at least as far as we know.
Right, but as an aside, I talked to you off air about these jail cells going down the highway.
Down the highway?
Yeah, I talked to you off air one evening on the back of 18-wheelers.
Oh, yes, about the 18-wheelers?
Right. Now, the only place I'm, every now and then I'll see one on the side of the road, like last time I saw one, he was on an off-ramp, and I'm driving west, and he's coming east. And at that particular point, I said, I can get over there and get some pictures of that thing, but it was pouring down rain at El Paso, believe that or not. But by the same token, they're still running out there, and when I pass them, when they're coming at me and I'm in my big truck, we're passing each other at a relative speed of 140 miles an hour. I don't think I can get a good picture like that. And anybody out there that sees these things going down the road, they are, in fact, they got to be jail cells. They got windows with bars on them. They got doors with no handles but key locks. And that's the best description. They're light tan. They're about the color of the camo vehicles going to Iraq. I have not a clue where they're going, but they're eastbound out of El Paso.
Yeah, those are temporary holding facilities all across America. They build massive numbers of what will be detention camps.
Right.
And a good deal of those are below ground so that most people will not be able to realize what is transpiring.
Well, these things, I've seen hundreds of them. I see at least two and sometimes three a day with two and three cells on them. Sometimes there's a single, sometimes a double, sometimes there's a triple, sometimes there's two singles. Various configurations. And now I'm starting to see there'll be one jail cell, and then there'll be another box the same size, and it'll have nothing but an air vent at the top, like it's going to be a solitary or something like that. And if anybody out here can get a picture of some of these things, we got to get some pictures of these things out and find out where they're going. Now,
they have these disposable cameras. There's no reason for us not to be able to capture some of this kind of intelligence. We need it.
Right. I've got one, and I have not been able to get a shot of them. As I say, our relative speed's 140 miles an hour. They're doing 70. I'm doing 70 in the opposite direction.
Okay, Ed, thank you very much for your call. We got another break coming up here. We're going to be right back in just a few moments. Please stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've been talking about coping with the system, and once they have a warrant in hand, the cops are ready to arrest a man, and if they have what they think is probable cause to believe that he's guilty of a crime, they can arrest him without a warrant and do the paperwork later. Either way, the arrest that follows is standard operating procedure, which is familiar to all TV viewers. They inform the suspect that he's under arrest, read him his rights, frisk him for weapons, put on the handcuffs, and cart him off to jail. Now, this is a big high, especially if he's got an audience. And in one dramatic and glorious spectacle, it gives expression to everything that holds purpose for him in life. I'm thinking about this woman who I know of that got a land patent and they didn't like it, and she didn't have clear title to the property before she got the land patent. So in that respect, I am not totally sympathetic with what she went through. But once they did bust in and arrest her and they took her down to the police station, four officers grabbed her, one by each limb. one on each leg, one on each arm, and they picked her up and dropped her. And they did that repeatedly. I don't know how many times, but I got the impression from talking to the family that they did it like a dozen times. So once they've got you, the next step is in the courts. And before we go into the courts, let's talk to Jeff from Arizona. Go ahead, Jeff. Jump right in. Jeff, do we still have you? Jeff is gone. Okay, then. What? Oh, he's on the line, but he's not talking.
No, no, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, what am I supposed to say?
Whatever it is you called in to talk about.
Oh, no, I just called to listen.
Oh, you just want to listen. Okay. You're back off on the listening, then. Okay, we have another caller. We have Mick from New Mexico.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
I'm fine. Go right ahead. Jump in there, Mick.
Well, I bet you remember me when you was on with Mark, right?
Yep, I run with Mark Kornke.
Yeah, how's he doing these days?
Well, he's out of jail now.
Yeah, I know that.
And he's hitting them hard.
Is he? Good. Yep. Stomp them into the pavement, right?
He's stomping them into the pavement the very best he can. He's a tough customer. He's not going to go down easily.
He's a major good Joe. Let's put it off there. But here, what I'm calling about, here about three Thursdays ago, I had three cops show up my front door. 6:45, okay? And they said, we have information on your wife. You know, she's a missing person. She's a manic, depressive, bipolar, schizophrenic, alcoholic. Well, okay. I said, okay, where's she at there? And she said, you know, they said she was in Texas somewhere. I said, where at Texas? Well, their answer was, none of your business.
It's none of your business where your wife is.
Right.
Yeah.
Something about like these fascists, right?
Well, see, they got so many nasty little tricks that they do. Now,
yeah.
One of them is they call it diesel justice.
Yeah.
And that's where they'll take somebody that they want to destroy and move them from prison to prison so that you can't get rid of habeas corpus. There's nothing you can do to bring about the arraignment. And in the process, are literally destroying your chances of getting any justice whatsoever.
No remedy at all, yeah.
Now, I have a name for what they call diesel justice. I call it conspiracy to deny due process.
Right.
And that's the truth of what goes on here.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else, Mick?
Well, that's about it. But you know,
okay, well, thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate your break.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Now, we're talking about the court system. The hungry judges soon the sentence signed. Wretches hang, the jurymen may die. That was Alexander Pope in Wraith of the Lock, Cantro 3, line 21. And in the year 1714. And we see that the engine of the mighty railroad that's driven by kangaroo engineers at first began to crank over the massive wheels in the time of indictment was steadily chugging down the track by the time its new passenger gets his first view of the courtroom. It's supposed to occur within 48 hours of arrest because that's when they're supposed to bring every arrested person in front of a judge for his initial appearance. And the purpose of this hearing is to establish who is the arrestee, what the charges are, and whether or not he can get out of jail on a pretrial release agreement. If it's a penny ante beef, they might let him out on his own recognizance. Which means that he gives his word that he's going to show up for trial later. And if the charges are substantial enough, threaten the penalty of prison they produced. Okay, we got a break coming up here. We're going to talk about this on the other side. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Max, talking about the system. Now, if the charges against you are substantial enough to threaten a penalty of prison, they'll require you, the suspect, to post a bail bond as an incentive to ensure that you'll be back at trial time. Now, depending on the amount of the bail that the judge sets, it might be necessary for a guy to sign over his house, his company stock, the beachfront property, and his wife, all of which is forfeited if he skips out. And when the charges are very serious, or when the suspect can't afford bail, the hookah will become his home until the trial, at least until the trial's over, and probably afterwards, too, because there's really no way you can prepare much of a defense if you're stuck in the joint. Now, the next step of the prosecution process is arraignment. And when the subject is brought in front of the judge to plead whether he's guilty or not guilty of the charges, a trial date is set, and if the person is still locked up, it's another opportunity for him to ask the judge for some kind of a pretrial release. Now, by this point in time, one usually knows whether the cops have an airtight case or one that could go either way at trial. In most instances of the form, it's customary for the prosecutor to approach the defendant with an offer of a plea bargain. That's a contract between the accused and the court. Now, the plea agreement specifies a conviction and a penalty, and it takes the place of the trial. It's like an out-of-court divorce settlement. The government likes to make plea agreements because it saves the expense and time of a trial, which can easily cost the state a five-figure sum and weeks of court time. The fact of the matter is that if they had to give a trial to every person they brought charges against, there wouldn't be enough judges and juries or courtrooms to go around. Now, the prosecutor always creates the incentive to accept the terms in several ways. First of all, which boil down to plain old-fashioned extortion. Now, he'll file as many counts of as many different charges as he can dream up. It's a little bit like going through a line of cafeteria. You take three pats of butter, some sour cream, and a few chives for your baked potato. You stack on some mushrooms on top of your steak, and it'll make it two beverages since they're small. When you get to the cashier, she charges you three times for butter, twice for the drink, and again separately for each helping of sour cream, chives, and mushrooms, in addition to the steak and potato. That's the way they pile up criminal charges, and with a dozen people in the bank, a simple five-minute stack-up can be described by the cops as, from that five-minute stick-up, could be described by the cops as 12 counts of kidnapping, 12 counts of displaying a deadly weapon, not in self-defense, one count each of armed robbery, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of an unregistered firearm, possession of a firearm by an ex-felon, or the commission of a felony while on parole. And if the multiplicity of charges isn't bad enough, the prosecutor will threaten to try for consecutive rather than concurrent sentences. A proviso that is colloquially referred to as running the sentences wild. If he's successful, it would mean that the convicted person would have to serve out each sentence before starting on the next one. 4 or 5 year sentences could take 20 years to kill instead of just 5 years with all sentences running concurrently. Now, since the punishment for a given crime is generally greater for a person who's had some prior convictions than it is for the first-time offender, a prosecutor will also use this as a selling point. Having priors can effectively triple the penalty that a person receives. And it wouldn't be so bad if we were always talking about really bad guys, but for the most part, we're talking about people that are jammed up in the system. Like my friend Mark Kornke that did 7 years. They said for fleeing, but they didn't have their gumball machine going. They didn't blow their Byron, and yet they jammed him up in the system. They said he was fleeing from a bank robber. The actual bank robber only did a few months, but Mark did 7 years with no time off for good behavior. And I asked him, I says, what percentage of the people do you think that are in jail really belong there? And it was his contention that just about half are political prisoners. Going back to the system here, other factors known as aggravating circumstances, which the judge can use to enhance or worsen the sentence that he hands down, include such words as dangerousness, or whether a weapon was used, heinousness, or repetitiveness. You know, all those options give the prosecutor bargaining power. And even if the defendant were actually innocent of all the charges, he might be inclined to plead guilty to one count of something with a sentence rather than risk going to trial and facing 29 counts carrying about 300 years with allegations of dangerousness and repetitiveness. Having been through the system before, he'd be all the more likely to sign because he's already seen how easily the courts can railroad a person when they want to. And if the person can't scare his defendant into signing a plea agreement, or if he wants to take the case to trial so he can write a book about it and get some more publicity, the next event will be the pretrial hearing. And before we go into the pretrial hearing, let's talk to Henry from Connecticut. Go ahead, Henry. Jump right in.
Yeah, hello. This is something a little bit off subject, but it's related to the America and the world order. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me ask this. That a lot of people are, some people are leaving the country. Hello?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Hello, yeah. I was told that there's some people that are leaving the country by Robert Chapman and a few others, some that are wealthy, some that are middle class. When Bush got reelected about, 4 years ago, so-called reelected, there were 300 or some people that left then, left the country somewhere in Minnesota. I don't know about the rest of the country, you know, other states. But, you know, except for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and whatever opportunity left for financial wealth, okay, other than those two, those things I mentioned, this country has nothing else to, you know, in other words, as far as to die for or to risk your life for, other than the things I mentioned. If they lose those things, the things that I mentioned, this country become worthless because these old people in power who want to preserve all this multiculturalism and all this religious nonsense, whether it's Luciferian or Christian or what. I talk to some people who even come from some of those countries like Switzerland and talk to people who have been to, actually been, had friends that they live with in places like Switzerland and Europe. And even though the Europeans are, their governments are controlled by the Illuminati, like we are here, as well as Canada, and I believe even also Australia and New Zealand. Am I right about New Zealand and Australia, or am I incorrect about that?
I think they've got the whole world in their grasp.
Well, not the whole world. They wouldn't be trying to take over Iran, if that's the case. Not the entire world.
I think Iran is within their grasp pretty soon. They're planning to go in there and take it. You're right, there have been a few holdouts, but we're seeing now the consolidation of power. And I wonder, where can a guy go if he wants to leave this country?
I understand
there's places right within America that tend to have a cohesive people that are aware of what's going on and abhor this new world order, and jealously guard their freedoms and their Bill of Rights. People who are found in places like Oregon and Alaska, or down in Belize, or over in the country of New Zealand.
What about the shootings and the guns in Austria? By the way, a lot of people may not know this. I'm going to say this. I heard on Radio Netherlands about 4 weeks ago, it is easy to get a gun in Austria, not Germany, but in Austria. Austria is the largest gun manufacturer, and they did a show on Radio Netherlands. There was a shooting, matter of fact, in a court house in Austria once, too, with a 9mm. But that may have been a crazy or something. But there were some people in Austria, some of the government officials, and by the way, Clinton went there, too, by the way, a couple weeks ago, that were trying to have tough gun laws. But if you are a citizen or a legal citizen, but maybe even a legal alien, and you pay, I don't know whether there's a tax or not. I mean, they think there's a tax. I'm not sure, because I'm trying to think back what the show said. You can obtain a gun in Austria much easier than Germany, a couple of countries. Now, we know about Switzerland. Also, there's a massive protest going on next week with this global summit, one in Germany. I think, I don't know what the thing's taking place in Germany. Part of it's taking place in Germany, and the other part's supposed to be taking place in Turkey. But there's a massive amount of in Germany, they reported some Molotov cocktails being thrown. Now, that's violence. Now, some of that could be staged by some of these groups where they're controlling both sides. But I don't believe all the protesters are. I think the ones maybe at the top who are running it set it up like they do here, but you got other people on the bottom that join it, though, that aren't really a part of anything, if you kind of know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. But as far, I don't know, I'm thinking about leaving. I really am.
Where would you like to go?
Denmark would be one. Switzerland, maybe another. I don't know so much about Austria. I certainly want to go someplace that's more Western and European, not like all.
I understand they have pretty good control in Switzerland.
Uh-huh, with everything, even with the guns? Oh, by the way, did they take that away with the Swiss having the guns in their homes?
No, I understand every Swiss is supposed to have a military weapon and ammunition right in his home.
And if they find it, they inspect your house so many times a year, and if they find it, you get a fine. Now, that's what Alex Jones said. Unless they change it. But he said that if they... There's a certain thing when they inspect it because you're required that if they find your material too easily, okay, too easily, you get a fine. I don't know if you heard that, but I know Alex.
I hadn't heard that.
All right, well, Alex Jones did say that about several months ago. He did say that. I have to look into it. Maybe I'll talk to somebody, but he did say that. Of course, sometimes Alex is very much on, he's a lot of times he's very accurate. Sometimes he exaggerates a little bit, but I want to let you go. Can you tell me this, though? And I had other people came to Europe, lived to Europe, and said the same thing. What is all that religious, moral junk that they push in this country by these people, both the Illuminati that are passing as Christians as well as the ones that even aren't passing as Christians, whether Democrat, Republican, or what, that even though they're controlling the stuff over there, there's some things they just a little more reluctant, in other words, in some ways, or they're careful about it. Put it this way. We're forcing some things on the people, not other things, but certain things. Like, for instance, I'm trying to think of his name, Helmut Kohl. He kept trying to push integrate Germany with all these different races and stuff and a guest worker program. Now that Helmut Kohl is out of office, he had some comment from an interview that was placed on a website said that he thought the guest worker program was a failure and that integration with all that in Germany was a failure. Then there was some other leader that made some comment. But, I mean, these were people both out of office, though.
It's despicable, isn't it?
Well, I think it's connected with these global ideals. I mean, William Cooper went through this years ago when I was listening to him.
They killed him for it.
Yes, I know. Yeah, yeah. Well, he got one of them, though. He got the deputy, though, but yeah.
Oh, he did get one.
Oh, sure. You didn't know that? No, it was a shootout, but he shot the deputy in the head. Well, see, what it was is that he didn't trust anybody. It was a local sheriff that was going to arrest him, okay, not a federal agent, because the law enforcement in that area, Eager, Arizona, also did not trust the federal government. You know, they would listen to his show every night. Dan Rather was listening to the show every night. Tom Brokaw was listening to the show every night. A lot of ones in CFR were listening to the show almost every night. He knows so because he said he would quote some things they would say on their TV show. He knows they were talking about him about a couple of days after some broadcast he had. And he said, you'd be surprised who listens to my broadcast. Now, this was a quote. I mean, I talked to Cooper off air, too. It's definitely a religious stuff with these people. I even have a book of a CFR.
It's satanic religion.
What are you talking about? The CFR is more the business part of it. You're talking about the temple itself, the religious part, the parts where they do their rituals, or you're talking about...
Much of their rituals is satanic in nature.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. See, that's another thing, too, about me. I'm not into this Christian crap. I'm not into the satanic stuff. You know, I take more of the pagan stuff like what they had in ancient Germany or ancient Europe or something like what the ancient Europeans or Native Americans had. And I'm not talking about the Luciferian because there's two different types of pagan religions, too. You had the Luciferian then that did sacrifices. You had the other ones that did not.
First Amendment says you got a right to pick and choose how you want to pursue your religious philosophy.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I'd like to know what all that puritanical, moralistic crap that's pushed in this country, even among its own older citizens, to try to force either on people in general, younger generations, etc. Because I've talked to people who have been in Australia, and yes, there are certain things. The hate crime laws in Germany and Austria are a disgrace.
Well, we got them coming here real quick, like.
Yeah.
Just made it through the House, headed for the Senate.
Yeah, right. That's H.R. 1592. Yeah, so the people will call the Senate. But I don't know when it's coming up for a vote. I have to find that out. I called up, 2 weeks ago. It's not on the floor yet. I don't know if it may be on the floor next week. All right, listen, I'll let you go. You might have another call.
Thank you very much, Henry. Appreciate your call. You know, before we go any further, I want to remind folks, again, that freedom isn't free. And I want to ask your support to keep this program on the air, the other programs from the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Please send them what you can to CSIN. That's an acronym, I think, like for Christian Soldiers Informing Neighbors. Or write to John Stadtmiller himself there at 1015 South May, MAYS, Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Winding down, we're getting to the end of the hour, our second hour here, and I would like to have had more time to talk about how the court systems work, how they keep putting turning the jury out while they decide what information they're allowed to hear. And if you can control what the juries hear and prevent exculpatory witnesses and testimony, then you can effectuate the kind of outcome that you want from that trial. And I would strongly suggest that we not try to get out of our jury obligation. It's one of the few chances we have to bring justice to the setting. And if they keep turning you out, sending you out while they discuss stuff, there's things that they don't want you to hear because it won't affect the trial they want the way they would like it to be affected. Then after you go through the criminal justice system there like that, the next step is prison. And these prisons have become a living hell for a lot of patriots and political prisoners who are stuck in with the scum of life to have their lives ruined. I'm going to give you my contact points. If you want to talk to me, my home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. One more time on that, area code 313-582-2481. If you wish to send me something, you can send it to my post office box. My name is Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, at post office box 256. That's box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. And I would like to take a moment here in memoriam for a friend of mine, Tom Reed, who passed away Thursday. Tom Reed was a longtime patriot. I've kicked around the patriot movement here for probably better than 35 years. And I can remember Tom going back. I think he came in about in the 80s. We met with a group called the West Side Posse, which is pretty much dedicated to trying to wake up people through the use of videos. There's a lot of videos on everything from chemtrails to the Illuminati to the farce to cover up 911 on behalf of Israel while we go destroy their enemies in the Middle East. And Tom Reed was a real champion of that cause. Soft-spoken, mild-mannered man who gave real yeoman service to the patriot cause. Matter of fact, I would like to encourage more people to make videos and pass them out to their friends. I find there's a lot of people don't want to read books. They don't want to read your articles. But they will watch a video, especially if it's a good one. And there are things that you can do to help make that happen. And you could work with people. Matter of fact, you know what? I would like to start up a bigger organization like the West Side Posse, where we got more people passing out videos, where we've got more people talking to their friends and trying to wake them up. Because until we take a stand, until we work diligently to bring this new world order under control, they're going to get away with it. And I think for a while they are going to get away with this anyway. It's going to be called tribulation. But tribulation doesn't have to be right in your face. And if you were to move out of the country and go for self-sufficient living, you could avoid some of it. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. I want to say may Yahweh bless you and yours. And we'll see you back here 1 week from tonight. Good night.
A message for all.